Hey, this is Dominique Henderson, your CFP on YouTube, guiding you to a career in financial services. This episode originally aired on my YouTube channel, which you can find at www.youtube.com/theYouTubeCFP. Make sure you join me each week as I share with you information on how to become a financial professional and the things you should be considering as you navigate down this career path. Without further ado, here's this week's episode. I'm often asked, what are the most valuable skill sets as a financial professional? And I'm gonna use one of my favorite movies to describe what I feel are the three most valuable takeaways as a financial professional. Get the pen and paper out.
Oh, Mr. Miyagi, I forgot to give this back to you last night.
You keep.
Oh, thanks a lot.
So, ready?
Well, yeah, I guess so.
Anderson must talk. Walk on the road. Walk right side, safe. Walk left side, safe. Walk middle, sooner or later, get a squish, just like grape. Here, karate, same thing. Either you karate do yes, or karate do no. You karate do guess so, just like grip. Understand?
Yeah, I understand.
Now ready?
My absolute greatest movie of all time, favorite movie of all time. You probably wouldn't have guessed that of me, but I am a big Karate Kid fan, Ralph Macchio and Pat Morita starring in that one back in the mid 80s. I have some love for The Next Karate Kid with Jackie Chan and Jaden Smith, but I lean more towards the nostalgic version just because I wanted to be Ralph Macchio. I wanted to be Danielson back in the day. And there are so many takeaways from this movie, specifically that squish like a grape. And I want to go into my 3 points on why that's the most valuable set of skills as a financial professional. Hey, Dominique here, and I hope you are really enjoying this week's episode. Look, if you're a current or aspiring financial professional and you'd like to join a community of like-minded individuals that I'm sharing my 20 plus years of experience with, make sure you visit my website at www.djh-capital.com for more information. Now back to this week's episode. The first key is to be confident. And I know you're probably like, Dominique, you know, I'm in my last year of school, or I don't have a job and I don't have experience as a financial professional yet. What am I gonna be confident about? But you'll be surprised. You know, just having that air of confidence and being able to have a mindset where you look somebody in the eye, you shake their hand, you have what you're going to say already there, goes a long way. But how do you do this? It's with the second point, deliberate practice. The key to anything that you're gonna do well, whether you're shooting YouTube videos, shooting free throws, or being a financial professional, is you have to do it over and over and over again. You have to put in your, what Malcolm Gladwell calls, 10,000 hours, and be good at what you're doing. Now, if you're early in your career, what are some of the things that you can do if you're gonna be at a career fair? Well, you can practice what you're gonna say. You can tell it to your friends, your roommates, your family. You can say it to yourself in the mirror, but you need to have your pitch over and over and over in your mind. Maybe it would go something like this. Hi, my name is Dominique Henderson. I'm a current student at Prairie View A&M University studying to earn my bachelor's degree in finance. And I see that you're with company, insert company name, company ABC. And I would love to learn more about the opportunities that you have related to my field in finance, because I'm very interested in becoming a financial professional. You could say something very much the same like that, and it opens up the conversation and the dialogue so that you can start going back and forth and then maybe even see what type of opportunities they have as far as career or internships go. Last but not least, you want to be diligent. Follow up. One follow-up is not enough. If you meet somebody at a career fair, you exchange business cards, get their LinkedIn profile, get their email, send them a thank you for meeting me and talking with me at the career fair. And I'm saying a career fair because that's, you know, that's probably a forum that you're gonna run across, but it could be a job fair, it could be any networking event. When you have somebody's business card in hand or you exchange a business card, make sure you look them up on LinkedIn and send them a message to say, hey, I just wanted to connect with you here on LinkedIn. We met the other day at XYZ event, and I would love to learn a little bit more about you and invite you into my network. You know, that's something that's gonna set you apart because everybody's not gonna be doing that. And then once you connect with them, read through their profile, see what they do at that company, if they're just a recruiter or whatever they do. Find out what they're interested in and see if you can weave that into the conversation to have a greater connection, because you have to build the relationship if they're going to consider you. Now, you may not have expected that, taking these takeaways from a movie like The Karate Kid, but I think it's very important that you learn to be confident. You've got to deliberately practice your craft, and you've got to be diligent when it comes to following up. Those are lessons in life that you can just apply all throughout it, and I just found it in Karate Kid. However, if you are looking to become a financial professional, you're looking to serve people in this field of finance using your skill set that you're developing, and you want to have a career or a job as a financial professional, I'm gonna link something in the cards that you should definitely take a look at, and we'll see you later next time. Well, that wraps up this week's episode, and I hope you were able to glean at least one takeaway that will help you on your path. You know what? I'd really love to hear what it was that I said that may have helped you. Feel free to drop me an email at info@djh-capital.com. That's info@djh-capital.com. One last thing, my friend, it would really help the podcast if you would leave a review on the platform that you're enjoying it on. I'd really appreciate it, and it will help more financial professionals like yourself find out about what we're doing here. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.